This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. If you weren't with me in hour number one, first of all, a great congratulations to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl. Yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, picked that game for thousands of my clients and won big for myself with one of the biggest bets of my life. So I had a great day yesterday from that, which kind of countered the weekend where I had a very interesting weekend. I was banned from Twitter on Saturday. Certainly appears to be a lifetime ban. That's it. I'm done. But nobody's told me that. Twitter hasn't told me that. It's just that they've zeroed out my fans. I now have zero fans instead of 150,000 plus. I have zero. So in a short span of time, they took away Parler. We have no idea when it's coming back. Dan Bongino, one of the owners of Parler, claims this week, but so far not back. And then I had Politi Chatter with 150,000 fans. And what did they do with that one? They didn't take it away. They just deplatformed it on Google so nobody could find it. And then it died and withered on the vine. And then they started taking away my fans at Twitter. So I had 150,000, and it went down to 140. And then 130, and then 120. And then they just banned me without telling me. And claimed it's because of a election integrity violation. Can you imagine? So bizarre. You know what the election integrity violation was? That you stole the election. That's the election integrity violation. You know, it's a badge of honor, everyone tells me, that I've been banned at Twitter. And that's all well and good. And it certainly, you know, seems like it made incredible national news. And that's well and good. But there's just a point everybody's missing. And that point is that we're not going to have a way to communicate anymore. That's the point. Unless we come up with an alternative quick, a really good one quick, we got problems, man. So, you know, it's not good. Even if they get everyone angry and they fire us up and, you know, conservatives around the world now know what's going on. They're out to censor us and ban us and destroy us for no reason. And they don't want us to have opinions. They don't want us to talk. Anything we say can be used against us. All of that's true. And they've shown their hand and they've overplayed their hand. All of that is true. But that doesn't change the fact that they're taking away our ways to communicate on a daily basis. And they're removing a lot of our fans. If not me, they're removing my fans. Well, now they remove me. But when I was there, they were taking my fans away. That's not so good either. You know, how many people are being disappeared at places like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram? Just disappeared. Like we never existed. Like we didn't matter, even though we helped build their companies. Very scary. Very scary, very wrong, and very un-American, very, as they would put it, Joe McCarthy. I mean, they've become Joe McCarthy. They criticized for years Joe McCarthy, and by the way, he was right. He was just probably a little bit early. I don't think America was as infested with communists then as it is now. We need Joe McCarthy now. In the 1950s, I think he was early. It wasn't nearly as bad as he thought it was compared to now. This is just ridiculous, over the top. The communists are everywhere, and they're out to destroy us, and we have yet to come up with a really good game plan to fight back, because they are deplatforming us, and they are removing us, and they are disappearing us, and they are censoring us, and they are banning us, and it just gets ridiculous. And think about Saul Alinsky for a minute. Saul Alinsky rules for radicals. He counseled the liberals, right? And what he said to them was, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. And that's exactly what's happening here. They blamed Trump for being a Hitler. They blamed Trump for being a Nazi. They blamed Trump for being KKK. They blamed Trump for being Stalin. They said fascist. They said tyrant. But Donald Trump never stopped anyone from communicating. Donald Trump, to my knowledge, never used the IRS or any government agency to stop a single person in the United States of America to try and destroy them or slow them or bankrupt them or anything. Not one liberal's life was invaded by the IRS like mine was by Barack Obama. To my knowledge, never did Donald Trump stop any liberal from communicating. To my knowledge, nobody was kicked off of any conservative website in America for being a liberal, to my knowledge. So it's really, you know, it's not just strange, it's not just bizarre, it's not just terrible, it's not just closed-minded, it's not just the end of dissent. It's also disgraceful that never once have we as conservatives ever tried to stop liberals from communicating or tried to kick them out of their own place. And they think it's no big deal. They celebrate it. They actually celebrate it. You know how many emails I got over the weekend saying, I heard you got kicked off of Twitter. Ha ha, that's just the first. You're going to get kicked off of everything. We hate you. Screw you, Wayne Root. Can you believe that anybody actually thinks like that? Don't you see it's going to happen to you too? Don't you see that you're going to be next? Don't you remember the lesson of the Holocaust? First they came for the Jews, then they came for, you know, the Catholics, and then they came for the gypsies, and then they came for the disabled, and then they came for the critics and the dissenters, and then they came for me, and there was nobody left to defend me, and they got me. That's a famous Holocaust saying, and it's so true, and it's happening in America, and the fact that liberals would be in denial that there's anything wrong with this. Well, Trump cheated. He caused the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. You all deserve it. What? Are you all nuts? You caused months of death and burning and looting and rioting at Black Lives Matter events all over the United States all summer long? And there was one little event at the Capitol, and it's still very much in doubt whether that was conservatives that even had anything to do with that event. I'm pretty sure it's Antifa liberals who coordinated all of that, and the mayor of Washington, D.C., who asked the Capitol Police to stand down and let them into the Capitol building, and then we get all the blame. I think it's pretty clear that a lot of the blame and the organization and coordination goes to Antifa and liberals and the mayor of D.C. and the Capitol Police. All of that is just insane. And then we get the blame. I mean, it's brilliant. It's so devious and so brilliant how bad liberals are. How devious and brilliant liberals are is amazing. Because it works, right? They got to blame us. But the idea that because you don't like that, you think that it's okay that we should be banned from free speech. Now, if I had ever preached violence, I guess they'd have some sort of an excuse, a legitimate excuse. But guess what? I've never preached violence in my entire life at Twitter or Facebook or anywhere else. Never going to happen. You're not going to find any example of that. I mean, you could twist and contort something out of context, maybe, somehow, and try and make that case. But let me tell you, it's not there. No violence was ever preached. So anything short of violence, you have no right to ban, censor, make someone disappear, fire them, deplatform them. And that's what's going on. And all they got Wade Root for, I guess, because I don't know, they've never contacted me. But the only thing I think they got me for is this election integrity idea. This idea that if you bring up that the election might have been stolen, if you bring up any of the reasons or facts that actually show it was stolen, that there were major shenanigans, you're allowed to be fired because you are now guilty of violating election integrity standards. Who made up those standards? Twitter and Facebook. Liberals at Twitter and Facebook, who were the ones who stole the election in the first place, made up this idea that there's now grounds for firing because you're even bringing up questions. This is what I always said about Obama, right? First of all, I never, ever, ever was a birther. I'm not bragging about that one way or the other. I don't know if it's good or bad, but I was never a birther because I don't know anything about birth certificates, and I don't know what the correct birth certificate is supposed to look like or not, right? So I never, ever got involved in that issue because I'm not an expert to say his birth certificate isn't real. It's a fake. So I never got involved. Not once publicly did I ever discuss Obama's birth, ever. And yet, the liberal media called me a birther. because they said anyone who questions Obama is a birther. Can you imagine? That's how they expanded the definition of birther. Anyone who questions Obama is a birther. So then we went through 4 years of Trump where all Democrats did was question everything about Trump, but they weren't birthers, were they? I didn't hear anyone call them birthers. I actually did not hear it. Right? It's so hypocritical and so biased and so wrong what they get away with versus what we don't get away with. It's amazing. But now we got Biden, and I asked questions. And I asked questions about the insurrection on Capitol Hill. I asked questions about how Biden won the election. I asked questions about the voting in Detroit, where they caught vans in the middle of the night bringing in thousands of ballots, hundreds of thousands of ballots. I asked questions about Georgia, where they've got it on video. First of all, they have the vans on video in Detroit. And in Georgia, they've got it on video, very clearly, that they cleared all the Republicans out. They claimed there was a pipe burst and there was a flood, and everybody has to leave. And when everyone left, they broke out suitcases filled with ballots. So I ask questions. That's it. I'm asking questions. You're not allowed to ask questions in the United States of America anymore under Obama or Biden or Hillary or whoever was the Democrat nominee. You can't ask a question. It's not allowed. No dissent of any kind is allowed. And that's called communism. And that's called Marxism. That's called Cuba. That's called Venezuela. That's called Angola. That's called Soviet Union. That's called East German Stasi. That's called KGB. That's called Gestapo. That's called Nazi. That's called Hitler. Fascism. All the very things they accuse Trump of, they're doing right now. Right now, this second, they're doing all the things they accuse Trump of. That's Stalinsky is what that is. Look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. And that's exactly what Democrats are up to. And banning me at Twitter is just more proof of what's going on.
This is Wayne Alaroot for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off freedomhealthalliance.com.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007 or visit assetstrategies.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, my website is root4america.com. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. And you could always reach me on email, wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Phone number 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. We have no guests in this hour, so I'd love to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK, toll free anywhere in the good old United States of America. I just got this email from Lon. Lon says, War, I'm waiting for your podcast tonight. My question, why are we listening to the demented, senile old man's executive orders when he's an illegitimate president? We all know he was never elected by the 50 people at his rally standing 6 feet apart in little white circles. Lon. You know, Lon, I got to disagree with you on this one. You're wrong. There were never 50 people at any of his rallies. He had five people, six people, eight people. I think in Vegas, I think there were eight people in Vegas at his last rally just 2 weeks before the election. And then a few days after that, I had a car rally for Trump, and I had 5,000 people and over 1,000 cars, like 1,200 cars, something like that. Maybe it was 1,500 cars. Whatever it was 1,000-plus cars and about 5,000 people, we estimated. And that was a day or two after Biden was here and had five people in those circles, not 50. And then he left here and went straight to Phoenix, Arizona, where he had, I believe, eight people. I think there were six here and eight in Arizona. So you tell me how he got elected, A. B, how he defeated a popular guy like Trump. I know the media says he's the most unpopular president in history, except he got 11 million more votes than the last time when he won. And the most votes of any sitting president in the history of the United States of America, and the most votes of any Republican in the history of the United States of America. And he won, what was it, like 28 out of 29 bellwether counties. And he won Florida and Ohio. No one's ever lost the presidency in the history of America who won both Florida and Ohio. And yet he was beaten by a guy who got five or six people at a rally inside those white circles 6 feet apart from each other while he was wearing a mask and mumbling incoherently. And he got, he got many more million more votes than Obama ever did. You know, by the way, this is racist, right? It should be called racist. To actually say out loud that Biden beat Obama when we know Biden, at least Obama, was a telegenic, good campaigner, articulate speaker, hard worker as far as campaigners go, not as far as president goes. All he did was take vacations, raise money at fundraisers, and play golf. But as far as a campaigner, he was a hard campaigner, and Biden did nothing and hid in the basement with a mask on. And when he came out, he had five people at a rally. And they're trying to convince you he beat Obama, not just Trump. He beat Obama. If I was a black person and I liked Obama, I would find that to be racist. Is it that easy for an old, incoherent white man, stumbling, bumbling, senile white man with dementia, to beat the most articulate black president ever? Is it that easy? He beat him because of mail-in ballot fraud. That's why he beat him. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Easy for you to say, right? Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. For Liberty HealthShare, it was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. And you can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts, month to month. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want, and they reimburse you. That's it. Two most important things to remember. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year, and they paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the last 4 years. $1.2 billion. Liberty HealthShare did. Little old Liberty HealthShare. And then secondly, important thing is my personal experience. I have personally saved over $100,000 in premiums alone with Liberty HealthShare. And when I needed them, they were there for me. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Could you use an extra $100,000? You'll have it 5 years from now, just in premium savings. 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Again, congratulations to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady. And yes, I'm a little prejudiced. I wouldn't be saying that if I'd been betting on the other side. Right now, I'd be in a bad mood. But what a dominating win by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Wow. How the hell did anyone know that? Well, I did. Wayne Root picked it. The better defense, getting points, dominating down the stretch. Last seven games in a row, Tampa Bay's defense was dominating, and they were getting points in the Super Bowl. I knew it was a great spot, and I was right. Made a big bet. I was rewarded. So were thousands of my followers. Congratulations, Tom Brady. You are the best ever. The GOAT. Just like Trump.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says raising the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour will add $54 billion to the national debt, cost 1.4 million jobs, and lift 900,000 workers out of poverty. All that being said, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden is all for it.
The president remains firmly committed to raising the minimum wage to $15. That's why he put it in his first legislative proposal, and he believes that any American who is working a full-time job trying to make ends meet should not be at the poverty level.
Roughly 10% of Americans have received at least one shot of the coronavirus vaccine. That's according to an updated statistic from the CDC on Monday. Around 9.5 million people have been fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You can speak.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. We have our newest advertiser and sponsor of the show is ASI. ASI is short for Asset Strategies. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver, and never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients. They've sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals. 5 billion, 20,000 clients, 39 years, zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%, and silver nearly doubled gold's performance. And by the way, I just read an article today, massive shortages of gold and silver. They can't keep up with the demand for physical gold and silver. And now, and the reason why is because Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states, the debt's about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy gold and silver and precious metals is now. And the owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. And by the way, for 16 years, every Christmas, they send me a beautiful ornament for my Christmas tree. So my Christmas tree has 16 ornaments on it from ASI and Michael and Rich Chekin. Thank you, guys. Shows you what incredible Christians and patriots and good people they are. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. And just one of my relatives just asked me where they could buy gold or silver, and I told them ASI. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase. When you mention the Wayne Allen Root Show, free consultation, free 1 ounce silver eagle. Call 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or visit assetstrategies.com, assetstrategies.com, 800-831-0007. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and they will treat you like a VIP, like all my advertisers do. They will treat you like a member of the family. Free consultation, free 1 ounce silver eagle, 800-831-0007. Thank you, Rich and Michael Chekin. By the way, all these years, they've been my friends, but they've never sponsored my radio show. And finally, we all agreed, man, it's time. It's time. Because I got a great story to tell about you guys. 16 years, you haven't been on my radio show, but you sent me a Christmas tree ornament every year just to show your friendship. What a class act you guys are. Let's get you on the show. And they were like, well, of course. I don't know why we never did it before. Absolutely. I mentioned in hour number one, Hunter Biden is a best-selling Chinese biography, number one on Amazon's Chinese biographies list. And he's also got a new $5.4 million house in Venice, California. Unbelievable. Under 24-hour Secret Service protection, by the way. Unbelievable. What a life to live, to be a Biden. Aren't people afraid to even get near this guy? Isn't he radioactive? Don't they know about the laptop and the sex with Chinese girls and probably Chinese hookers and probably Chinese spies and probably underage Chinese girls, which means you're a pedophile? Don't they know that? Don't they know that he's in bed with the Chinese and the Ukrainians and committed massive crimes? Allegedly, I think, my opinion. And don't they, aren't they scared to death to get near this guy? And the house he's living in, this $5.4 million house, it's not even his. It's under 24-hour Secret Service protection. It's owned by Sweet Green co-founder and CEO Jonathan Neiman, with a private deck that overlooks the historic waterway on the Venice Canal. Living room with 25-foot-high ceilings, white limestone floors, sprawling center aisle kitchen, open concept dining area, a pool, two master bedrooms with master baths. He's living quite the life on someone else's dime. I wonder why. What is this guy, Mr. Neiman? Is that his name, Neiman? Jonathan Neiman, I guess. N-E-M-A-N. What does Neiman expect to get in return for giving his $5.4 million house to President Biden's son? What does he expect to get from the president? This guy, Hunter, has lived such an unbelievable life. His father always a powerful U.S. senator, and then a vice president of the United States, and now president. And he has just skated through life, always getting whatever he wants from all the people that want something from his father. Amazing. Here's PolitiFact, because this could be the reason, by the way, I was kicked off of... banned from Twitter. This could be the reason. Because I tweeted about the late night vans at 3 o'clock in the morning at the convention center in Detroit where they're counting votes. And you're not allowed to accept any ballots after 8 o'clock at night, election night. And the vans showed up, I think, at 12 midnight and then again at 3:30 in the morning. And they unloaded tons of boxes with hundreds of thousands of ballots. And suddenly Biden went from 100,000 down to up in the race. And I talked about that on Twitter. All I said is, go look at the video. That's it. I didn't tell them anything other than go look at the video. Judge for yourself. And it just tells me, what's that famous saying? The flak is heaviest when you're over the target. When you're bombing the target, that's when the flak hits you. When you're right over it and you're about to drop your bombs, that's the most dangerous moment. And the reason it's the most dangerous moment is because they know you're about to blow them to smithereens and kill them all. So they got to kill you before you kill them. Don't you think that's what's happening? Wayne Root is so good with my precision bombing, they're trying to kill me before I could kill them. Because they're all in on it, and they're going to go to jail for life for treason. So they got to stop people like me from talking. So Twitter banned me before I could point out the way the election really was stolen, that they were really part of it. Obviously, clearly. Because it doesn't get more liberal, right, than Time magazine. It just doesn't get more liberal than Time. And Time came out with a story last week that literally said there was massive conspiracy and collusion to take the election from Trump, involving big business and big media and social media and the Democrat Party and the DNC and the Biden campaign and all the biggest corporations in America and all the biggest unions in America. They all colluded in a conspiracy to defeat Trump. They said that. They admitted they rigged the election, but they didn't use the word rigged. That's the only thing missing. They didn't use the word rigged. I'm using rigged. So when I point out that the election looks like it was stolen, Twitter gets nervous if too many people point it out, especially important people like Wayne Root. It could lead to a disaster. People will start believing it. If people start believing it, someone's going to go to jail for life. It could be them because they're in on it. That must be what they're thinking. I'm just guessing here. So here's an article in Gateway Pundit. Busted. PolitiFact caught in major lie on early morning ballot dump at the TCF Center in Detroit. So Wednesday morning, early morning, November 3rd, President Trump was ahead of Joe Biden by over 100,000 votes. By the way, the mistake they're making is Wednesday morning was November 4th. The election was November 3rd, Tuesday. So when they say early Wednesday morning, they mean November 4th. This appeared to be another solid win for President Trump in a swing state he won in 16. And he was ahead by far more than he was in 16. And suddenly a string of suspicious events changed the momentum for the Trump team. GOP observers later testified that at 3:30 a.m., vehicles drove into the TCF Center and delivered fraudulent ballots for Joe Biden. The Gateway Pundit reported on this on Wednesday morning, November 4th, after the incident, and we were right. Also back in November, the Washington Post attempted to debunk the accusation, saying a man with a wagon filmed entering the TCF Center at 2:40 in the morning belonged to a local photographer. And far-left PolitiFact claimed there was no evidence that ballots were smuggled into the TCF Center. PolitiFact's Clara Hendrickson debunked one wagon with cameras in front of the TCF. She then used that to ignore the numerous reports of a white van delivering ballots in the cargo area of TCF, which is what every serious witness was saying. They weren't talking about a wagon with cameras in front, as in a station wagon, I assume she means. Clara Hendrickson also wrote a piece for the Detroit Free Press where she used one city official, Chris Thomas, with skin in the game to allege our reporting was not accurate. But the Gateway Pundit published a video this past Friday of a white van dropping off ballots late at night inside the TCF Center. And following our report on Friday, Clara Hendrickson from PolitiFact without a hint of shame, admits the ballots were brought into the TCF Center after all. Then she moved the goalpost to say this did not prove election fraud. This is how the far left operates. They just move the goalposts whenever they're caught. This is why you can never trust the fake news or their garbage fact checkers. So they just lie and lie and lie. And here's the article in the Gateway Pundit. Suspicious vehicle seen escorting late night Biden ballot van at TCF Center on election night. At least three election observers testified in sworn affidavits they witnessed vehicles delivering fraudulent ballots to the TCF Center early in the morning on November 4th. Michigander Shane Trejo witnessed the 3:30 a.m. Biden ballot drop that gave Joe Biden an outstanding lift. There were thousands of ballots in each box. There were at least 50 boxes, and I saw them unloaded at 3:30 in the morning, well after the 8 p.m. deadline for ballots to show up. And after these ballot drops, Joe Biden took the lead. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy that nobody seems to care. It's not just crazy, it's fraudulent. And they stole, you know, not just like some baseballs out of your office. It's not like they stole some money out of your desk drawer. They stole the entire American election. They stole the White House. And by stealing the White House, they're in control of trillions of dollars of government spending and trillions of dollars of government contracts. And every Democrat in the world is about to get rich from all these, from this stolen election. But, you know, I'm violating election integrity by talking about it. So I've got to be banned. I'm not allowed to speak anymore. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, Wayne will be back with us momentarily. And I know he can hear me now, so I'm just going to take this one shot to do this. Welcome back to Chris and Friends. And now back to my co-host, Wayne Allen Root.
Very funny. I'm here. What was I, 10 seconds late?
While I got you here, I want to ask you something. Because I don't.
Yes.
What was your initial reaction when you found out that Twitter had done what they have done to you? I mean, first thoughts?
I was so upset. Because I put 12 years of my life into Twitter. 12 years of my life, and I told you, I did the math, somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,000 hours of work for free to build my Twitter page. And their reward is to tell you to go to hell because they don't like what you say and they don't agree with what you say. Well, that's not America. You can't tell a black person I won't serve you at the lunch counter because I don't like the color of your skin. And you can't tell someone I won't bake your cake because you're gay. And you can't tell someone because you're Muslim you can't shop at my store. So how come you could say to someone, if you're a conservative, I refuse to do business with you? Now, how could you allow that to happen in the United States of America?
You know, off air, I've said this to you, but I'll say it to you on air. And this is something you and I totally agree on. If somebody doesn't like what you say on Twitter, there is this thing called the block function. They can block you and move on with their life.
Right, but it wasn't a person or tons of liberals or 100,000 liberals who didn't like what I said. It was the owners of Twitter. Yeah. It was Jack Dorsey and his minions of executives who don't believe in dissent. That's what it comes down to, Chris.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my point is, A, you've used me as a slave to work for free for 10,000 hours, and now you want to reward me by telling me to go to hell and disappearing me. What kind of country is that? B, how do you allow someone to discriminate against someone because of not the color of their skin, not their religion, but their opinions, their beliefs? Is that any better than allowing you to discriminate because of the color of skin? And C, no conservative that I know of has ever tried to deplatform a liberal company, ever tried to destroy the page of a liberal, ever tried to use the IRS to destroy a liberal's life, ever tried to lose a person's job because they're too liberal. That's the difference between us and them. We don't do those things, and yet they turn around and do them to us.
And you know what's funny? Liberals always push that thought, and it's true, though. We are a plural society, and now we're abandoning that principle, which makes this country special.
Yeah.
And that's the sad tragedy. Okay, I'm going to let you do your radio thing now. I'm going to go away.
That's a good idea. My guest just arrived. That's why I was a little late. John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health are here in the house. And I was talking to him, and I was a second late. VRA Insider is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Vertical Research Advisory, VRA. The website, VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. For more than 35 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, working at the highest levels of Wall Street as a money manager for the elite and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for their companies. And in 2003, he founded VRA. His daily investment and economic newsletter, his VRA investing system, is unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for 20 years. I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He is as good as advertised. Each day, Kip Herridge and his team, including his son Tyler, tell you what's happening in the economy, in the markets, and exactly what investments to own, including their top-ranked VRA 10-baggers. Let them prove how VRA works and how they consistently beat the market. For a limited time, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. Join now at VRAinsider.com. That's free two-week membership, VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. So, I started this on my podcast on Friday, my weekend podcast, with my top 10 biggest stories of the week for conservatives, where I play Casey Kasem and give you the top 10. What did Casey do? The top 40? America's top 40, right? So I do the top 10. And of my top 10, I think five of them were how he's using executive orders to make this a nation for illegal aliens. You know, you're not wanted anymore if you're a white man, but you're really not wanted if you're black either. Everything he does is for illegal aliens. You've never seen so many executive actions for illegal aliens in your life. And so two more stories came out today. Two more I can add to the list. White House confirms illegal aliens who are convicted of DUI, rape, and drug-related crimes will not be deported. Illegal aliens who are convicted of rape, assault, DUI, or drug-related crimes will no longer be deported. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is preparing to roll out new guidelines that will lead to far fewer arrests and deportations. What, so you don't get arrested for a crime anymore because you have dark skin and you're an illegal alien and you have a Hispanic name? Is that really true? Is this any different than racism towards someone who's a Hispanic? To literally tell people, because you're illegal, you can get away with murder and the rest of us can't. How is that different than going after someone because of the color of their skin? To not go after them for the color of their skin is the same thing. It's racism. They're going to release new guidelines this week that could sharply curb arrests and deportations as the Biden administration attempts to assert more control over an agency afforded wide latitude under President Donald Trump. Generally, these convictions would not include drug-based crimes, simple assault, DUI, money laundering, property crimes, fraud, tax crimes, solicitation, or charges without convictions. The Biden administration is attempting to reorient ICE. Reorient, that means like send you to re-education camp. A law enforcement agency that's seen its priorities swing wildly from one administration to the next. But frustrated ICE officials say the proposed changes will take away agents' discretion and severely constrain their ability to arrest and deport criminals. Wow, how is it in the interest of public safety to no longer deport illegal aliens convicted of DUI and assault? And they asked that today, by the way, a Fox News reporter of the spokesman for Biden, and she stumbled just like Biden would. She had no idea what to say.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.